Neal Stephens, spinning the music you grew up with, right here on Soundtrack of the 60s.
Oh, the bubblegum music. I don't chew bubblegum anymore, but I used to chew bubblegum all the time, and I got so many cavities. Oh, my God. So you had Tommy Rowe there. Now, because we're back off the bubblegum, we're going to have a wild weekend. The Rockin' Rebels. We'll be right back.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. If you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Give my heart just a word of sympathy. Be as fair to my heart as you can be. Then if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Set me free.
Ray Charles, 1963, Take These Chains From My Heart. Yep. They had all the chains on there because Ray and the Rockin' Rebels had a wild weekend. No, we heard right before that. Oh, yeah, wild weekend, the Rockin' Rebels. And you folks listening, you all rock. Okay, you're all Rockin' Rebels. Okay, and then we heard Ray Charles. And now we have the Bo Brummels. The Bo Brummels, and this comes from 1965, Just a Little.
Can't stay, yes I know, you know I hate to go, but goodbye, love was sweet, our worlds can never meet,
so I'll cry just a little cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little cause I have to go away.
Can't you see how I feel? When I say love's unreal, so goodbye, it's been sweet, even though incomplete.
So I'll cry just a little cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little cause I have to go away.
Is very clear. Now love's gone away. As I once heard you say,
now I've cried just a little cause I love you so, and I've died just a little cause I had to go away.
chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper I do to my beautiful ebony eyes.
The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late, or they may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... And then came the announcement over the loudspeaker. Would those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203 please report to the chapel across the street at once?
Then I felt a burning break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eyes. If I ever get to heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile at me, and I know she
Everly Brothers, 1961, Ebony Eyes, and before that, Just a Little, by the Beau Brummels, 1965. Yeah, that's what you're listening to, right here on Soundtrack of the 60s, and we're playing Crazy Eights. Yes, we are, we're playing Crazy Eights. These songs all reached up to number 8 on the Billboard charts. That's as high as they got. They never went above number 8. So we're playing them. We're playing Crazy Eights. Hope you're playing the card game with us as you listen. Okay, so we have now Nobody But Me, but I'm talking about you, the listener, okay? Human Beings, I love this song. 1968, Nobody But Me.
Like I do, nobody can do.
You're listening to the sounds of the 60s, the music that vibrated a nation.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. Say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she buys a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Dr. P, some more of these outside the door. Don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. And for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. Pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They just help you on your way through your busy dying day.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar course, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B, and digs C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow! Guitar's there, he's a guitar man, he's all you can stand, give him a hand, guitar's there. Got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Got a pet monkey, he likes to get drunk and sing boogie woogie, and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight, and their voices unite in the pale moonlight, and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Tarzan, Ray Stevens. What a funny guy. 1969. Before that, you had the Rolling Stones rocking in 1966. Mother's Little Helper. Isn't that nice? And before that, Human Beings. Whatever Human Beings means. Nobody But Me. And that was from 1968. Hey, that's when I got out of the Air Force. Yes, went to college in Boston. Yes, right in Kenmore Square. Yes, a block from Fenway Park. Yes, oh boy, what a thrill that was, I'll tell you that. Okay, I mean, I could even cry when I think about it. B.J. Thomas, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? He sounds too blue. Is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a night so long when time behind the cloud, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome
J. Thomas from 1966. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. That was a good song. And this is another good song right here. The Syndicate of Sound, 1966, singing Little Girl. Yep, that's what they're doing. Yep-er.
Hey, little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more. You didn't do nothing that hadn't been done before. Get caught, you see. She thought she'd get away with going out on me. Yeah. Other girls did it, you didn't think of nothing new. You went out on me, so other girls did it too.
Syndicate of Sound right there, little girls. Okay, they like the little girls. I hope they're nice to them. Don't want anybody getting in trouble. All the crap going on today. We didn't have that back then. At least not that I know of. Anyway, we're moving along on Soundtrack of the 60s. You got Neil Stevens here. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, songwriters. In late 1965, they wrote and produced and performed the soundtrack of the pilot for the Monkees, including singing lead vocals, which were later replaced once the show was cast. The Monkees themselves re-recorded their vocals over Boyce and Hart when it came time to release the songs, including both the theme from the Monkees and Last Train to Clarksville, the latter being a huge hit. Don Kirshner, producer of the show, suddenly relieved Boyce and Hart as producers by claiming they were using studio time booked for Monkey songs to record tracks for their own solo project. Oh, boy. Always a dispute. Anyway, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, 1968, they sang this one, "I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight."